Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard on this Thursday. Is week 10. Week 10 of the NFL season starts tonight.
Crazy.
It is. And
let
we get
you my parlay.
You got a parlay for tonight?
I'm trying to figure something.
Cooking
I'm trying
one
to
up?
Figure something. Yeah.
All right, Hugh will cook one up. Coming up at 11, Rhea Hughes will join us. We will get to something that went on with the Eagles yesterday that my antenna's up about. It's just something feels a little off. The latest on the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
Juan!
Yeah,
I can't wait till you change your name.
Well, I'd love to change my name.
Juan Gilio.
Hopefully the Phillies participate in this, so I can change my name to Juan Gilio. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Then we got to let you hear from D-Gun and let you know about what we're doing here on the show today. Jose is up on WIP. Hey, Jose.
Hey, what's going on? Listen, I'm a Cowboys fan, I think. You know we all beat up.
What have I done to deserve this?
Yeah, it's such a shame, Jose. We're all feeling for you, you know?
It goes like that. That's you know, NFL goes like that. But I'm going to tell you this. If y'all don't beat us by at least two touchdowns, that means y'all not that good. That means you, Douglas, you're not going to New Orleans.
You know what you're doing, Jose? You're just being a hater because we beat y'all by two touchdowns. We still beat you. And that means everything is still on track. You know how these games go, man. It's hard to play your division rival, especially the one that you hate as much as the Cowboys and blow them out. It don't happen like that all the time.
Yeah, but
you know
I want to blow the doors
nice.
Off the Cowboys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Huge, but we don't have nobody. Huge, we don't have nobody. We don't
like
have no quarterback.
Me huge. You hear you calling me huge.
You know, we don't have nobody. Another thing, you might be right, Huge. But he might get them 2,000 yards. He might get them. If he keep, you know, getting that ball like that, he get them 2,000 yards.
He might, but still,
might.
Listen, all I want is a win. I don't care how we get
no,
it. I just
want to
win
this game by 30, Jose. I want to bury you guys.
Joe, you're right. And you know what, Joe? You're 100% right. You got to beat us like we don't belong in that field. Like, get out of this field. Just smack us and punch us. If y'all don't do that, that's bad for y'all.
Bury the boys,
I can't
Jose.
Believe you believe
bury
you,
him.
You go with Jose on this, man.
Well, we're talking about burying the boys here.
No.
He has to, because if you think we're going to play y'all have nobody, you think we're going to feel sorry for y'all and just beat
no, we don't.
Like
I know, not feel sorry
no,
for y'all. I want the win, out. Though. I do want the win.
You know what I want? I want to bury Jose in the
guys,
boys.
I'll see y'all, man. Y'all have a
you
good
got
one.
It, Jose.
Jose was sneak dissing, calling me huge.
What stuck to Hugh's ribs more this week? Kyle calling him a dinosaur? Or,
no.
Or Jose's calling him huge?
No, but Kyle hit me with the all due respect, though. I can't get mad at it, but it did.
Wait a second. Didn't you teach
no,
us about
what,
that?
That's what I said. I couldn't get mad because he said all due respect.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go any further, you know what we got to do here, Hugh Douglas?
What we got?
We need to set up today's giveaway, which you guys know, Combo-Con, it's going on for the next couple of weeks. We are giving away an incredible prize.
Combo-Con! Oh, that's awesome.
I do like that. All right. Now, it feels more official now. With the sounder, the music. All right, here's what we got going on here on the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas has deemed this the biggest giveaway in what?
In life.
It's called Combo-Con, Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway. Thanks to Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. So here is the grand prize. This is what you could win. Grand prize in a few weeks. You could be entered today. You win today. You're entered for the grand prize. All right, so here's the grand prize. A Jack Daniels Yeti cooler. Cornhole set and giant Jenga, a Gerhard smoker, and a 55-inch TV, the ultimate tailgate giveaway. Each day's winner will be automatically qualified. So if you win today, you get Jack Daniels rocks glasses, which Hugh's trying to grab some of those, a Jack Daniels water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, original wood smoking chips, and a whiskey clear tote bag. So we have all that on the line. Today's prize, of course, is all the things I just mentioned. And we're looking for Combo-Con today. Bad combinations. Things that don't work well together. Let me give you an example.
Applesauce and pork chops.
No, that's actually a good one. That would not be a winning answer, Hugh Douglas. Here's an answer. I'm going to take this one off the board.
What you got?
Nick Sirianni and in-game decisions. Not
wow,
really
that's,
good.
That's.
Is it a good combination?
I mean, that's strong, Joe.
Nine
I
don't give a points off the board?
That is strong. I'm just saying, that's strong. That's
all
strong.
Right. Yeah, well, I don't even know if we could trust Hugh on bad combinations because everything he thinks is bad is actually good.
Yeah, Hugh has no sense
beer
of this
and
whatsoever.
Wings.
Oh my gosh!
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, y'all. Don't text me. Don't blow my phone up. I'm talking. It was a joke.
I got one about Hugh that I thought of.
It was a joke.
What's yours?
Would gain well, Hugh in any sort of pronunciation whatsoever.
No, you know what's funny. because I do this a lot of times. I do pronounce names wrong. But sometimes I do it because I know it irritates people that are you know, the sticklers that like
to. Most of the time, you're just falling short.
No, but not all the time, but sometimes. But most of the times I do it because it irritates people. That, you know, the ones that always like to
legit threat
tell you how to properly enunciate. Yeah. Like the one that I love doing is when I go to a restaurant, I say quesadillas.
How do people react to that?
Oh, they hate it.
Yeah, people call in to me about those things.
And they'd be like, you know, it's not pronounced that way. Okay.
You know that it's actually shut up?
Yes. And I'm going to help you out, Kyle. For all those people that like to call in and help me enunciate things, do that for your children. Don't do it for me because I'm grown. I got a 401k. And I pay taxes. So don't worry about how grown-ass 53-year-old Hugh Douglas enunciates or pronounces anything.
You mean Huge Douglas.
Yeah, or whatever you want to call him. Do that for your kids or somebody in your family.
You think people are
going to
start minding their own business just because you said that?
Not at all. But it's a nice suggestion for you because guess what I'm going to do? If you ever try to correct my enunciation, I'm going to do it again just because.
My favorite part of this is we're saying leave you alone, yet we have an entire drop board dedicated
to you.
That's right. Because y'all pick with me every day. It's okay. It's
no, we're just keeping you grounded. We can't have you peacocking around here.
Good secondary Douglas, though, is just mind your own damn business.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Best answer we get today for bad combinations, things that really don't work well together, will win today's prize, be entered for the grand prize. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Then we got to let you hear what D-Gun said after the game on Sunday. It may sound radical, but it also may be the way to save the Eagles season. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, Kyle, Hugh, and Juan.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Dallas sucks.
Say it again, Chris. Say it again.
Dallas sucks. Dallas sucks. Dallas sucks. So, Dallas, you know, let's stay on this because Dallas wants to lose on Sunday. Why? Because they want to bring Deion back home, and they want to bring him with his son so he could quarterback the team because Jerry wants to get back to the glory hole days. Geriatric Jerry.
The absolute glory hole.
Yep.
Absolute glory hole.
And you know what? Crybaby Jim, you know, where's that loser been hiding? Where's that cockroach at? Hey, cockroach, climb out of your hole, okay, with the stench of your team on you because you're about to get spanked by Big Brother again this weekend.
Oh, yeah, he's in trouble, and he knows it. I mean, last time we talked to Jim, he sounded pretty down. I mean, he realized that the Cowboys stink.
Terrified. They didn't know they suck. Guys, as far as the topic of the day, and real quick, okay, I got ADHD here, and then I got stream of consciousness as well, Hugh. 100% correct. Anybody that tries to correct me like I'm a child, not a good idea, okay?
No. Do the Eagles take game day decisions out of Sirianni's hands, Chris?
Refocus.
ADD kicked in. It's cool. Yeah. We got you, dog.
Hugh, now I see how Kyle treats you, man. He's bullying.
Well, he's trying to keep everyone in line here because, you know, sometimes we get out of line.
It's hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, his job there, you know, you hear the production stuff. Mostly it's to keep us in line, mostly Hugh in that. All right, Chris, are they winning in spite of Sirianni?
Back to Nick Fossil here, okay? guys, the talent carries him. I mean, it's been so evident. I mean, he's over there reshuffling the core values. You know, what does he bring to the table? Nobody can tell you. They tell you, oh, he's a great motivator, but then we had an epic collapse last year. We had chaos going on. You had Slay tweeting everywhere. You had all kinds of chaos. So, like, I'm just tired of it. Guys, let's leave it with this. When he gets fired, he eventually is going to get fired. No one's going to hire him as a head coach. No one's going to hire him as an offensive coordinator. The only job that he may get offered in the NFL is as a head cheerleading coach. And that's about it. The guy is definitely being carried. And I told you guys this last year. He is Nick Fossil, man. He's going to be just like Jim. He's going to be a ghost. That's just it.
I don't think it's a crazy thought. All right, what's your answer to today's thing? Bad combo.
I don't know if this has been said yet, but nothing goes worse, and it's used all the time, than oil and water.
Oil and water, that's a classic one. All right, Chris, that's a good one. We're off and running here. So human pronunciation, oil and water.
Yeah, I got another one.
Sirianni and decision-making.
Chris in Middletown and starting with the topic at hand.
He got ADD, man. Yeah. Got adult ADD.
Is that different?
It's the same. It's just that you're an adult.
it's worse. Yeah, it's because you're expected to be able to stay on topic as an adult.
No, that doesn't happen. That's why, for the most part, I don't like talking real long because I forget what I'm talking about, why I'm talking about it. So I'm like, just keep it short.
I am trying to keep us on the same train here, but I do think there's an untapped market called long talk in the Hugh Douglas podcast.
For sure.
Untimed, he just talks.
Yeah, talk about whatever. That would be a fun show, though, because I got a lot of thoughts going on in my
head.
We do different segments where we time out Hugh and see how far off topic he gets.
Like you kind of start somewhere and then we see where it'd be great. I think you should
You get the long talking and you'd be like, wait a minute, what was I talking about?
That's how the segment ends, when Hugh realizes he's lost. All right, before we go any further, let's throw this in the mix with the Sirianni discussion, because I do think the Eagles win in spite of their head coach. On Sunday after the game, obviously it was a tough one for Nick, 9 points left out there and everyone's annoyed even though they won the game. D-Gun, after the game, post-game, listen to his thought on what the Eagles should do. It may sound radical. I don't think it's insane. Here's D-Gun on Sunday.
This should have been an easy double-digit win. Easy double-digit win. And yet, we're going to spend the entire week across media platforms talking about you have to take decision-making process out of the hands of Nick Sirianni. You have to. Howie, Jeffrey, call that man into the office tomorrow. Call him in the office right after the game tonight. Tell him, let Kellen Moore call the plays from now on. You just sit there and direct like a traffic cop. Let Kellen Moore make these decisions and let's see where it goes from here.
Boy, that was fiery.
Well, it was, and he called it perfectly.
Traffic cop.
That was on Sunday, right? And he said we're going to spend the entire week after a win on all media platforms talking about Nick Sirianni. It's Thursday, Hugh. What are we doing?
And we're still talking about Coach Sirianni's his decision making.
D-Gun was spot on. Now let's react to what he said, Hugh. What do you think about the idea of taking away in-game decisions from Sirianni? Because right now, he doesn't call plays, right? So he is in charge of motivation. He's in charge of the week, right? The preparation. And then on Sunday, he's in charge of, are we going for the fourth down or are we not? Mm-hmm. Are we kicking the field goal or are we not? Those big in-game decisions, that's him. Mm-hmm. Should they take that away from him?
Again, Joe, I think this is a slippery slope because I don't know what in-game decisions Coach Sirianni is making.
Well, now, let's say he's doing the fourth downs.
Well, it's safe to assume that, but we don't know because he muddied the water when he said a few weeks ago how he called a play. He ain't going to tell you which one it was, but he called it.
So I think when he said that, he meant he said to Kellen, let's run this play. But I think he's in charge of all the punt or kick or fourth down things.
And another thing, I feel like whether or not we want to give him credit, he's the catalyst for what the run that this team is on. Mm-hmm. The Britney Spears moment, man, was a turning point for this team. I mean, it was. I mean, we can sit there, we can laugh and giggle about it, but this team is playing well. And it's playing well because of Coach Sirianni and in spite of Coach Sirianni.
No, it's spite.
No, it's both. It's both. Like, if you're being honest, it's both. That's why this conversation is really tough to have, because we want to say that Coach Sirianni is the reason why this team isn't ascending the way that it should. But I can make the argument that the team is ascending because of him. Because everybody that I talk to, they rally around. They like him. They like what he does. They like the decisions that he makes. They like the fact that he does what he does. You heard Darius Slay. He said, you might not understand it to a certain extent, but we do. And I'm here to tell you, man, in that locker room, the one thing that holds true is that if guys are rallying around their coach, there are certain things that are happening that I can't even tell you about because I don't know, because I'm not in there. But I know it's happening because I see the product on the field, despite of how we feel about going for it when they've only rushed for a total yard. The total yards in the first half is 32. Mm. There's something magical, crazy about what they're doing. And until it doesn't work, we're going to question it. I'm not going to say you can't question it.
It didn't work on Sunday. They won. Yeah, but the decisions were,
At the end of the day, what's the bottom line?
Winning.
And they did that.
But I could have stood there on Sunday and won the game.
And Joe, we both feel that way. But that's not a given.
So you wouldn't take the in-game decisions away?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can. So I really don't.
It's obviously unprecedented. I mean,
it's something different. It's definitely something different.
Yeah, it's totally different. I mean, I can't think of an NFL head coach that is not tasked with, hey, it's fourth down in a big moment. Are we going? Are we punting? Right? Are we, like, that's the job. And if you take that away, I'm not even sure what we call him anymore. I don't even know if you call him the head coach. But, you know, teams do have all these analytics departments. I mean, there is something that could – they could do a mechanism where he just asks whoever his analytics guy is, right? I know someone called about Julian Lurie. I don't think it's actually him. I think he's just in charge of the department. But they I used to I think his last name was Pagnotti, if I remember correctly. He works for the Jaguars now. He was on Doug's staff. I used to bring him on at night when he was in between jobs just as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
He would help Doug. He would get on the headset with Doug and give him, hey, this is the probability, and then Doug would make the call. You know, to go off of what D. Gunn said, they could just let that guy, whoever it is, make the call. Like, Nick, ask him what to do and just do what he says. I mean, like, there is a mechanism to take the decision out of his hands, even though he gets to be the one that says, hey, Kellen, we're going for it. Not like someone tells him what to do. And
so
he
you're
just
saying like variety, like give you like a menu and you pick which.
No, it's more like I order for you and then you just tell the waiter.
That's a wife. That's what your wife does. That's what my wife used to do.
Yeah. So she would order for you.
Yeah. Be like, hey, we go to a fancy smancy restaurant. Yeah. Hey, order. You'll probably like this. You know, nah. I mean, I didn't mind when she did it, but that kind of feels like
sounds
what we're
emasculating.
Doing in this situation. Yeah, yeah.
It is a little bit emasculating.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I'm saying.
But wait a second.
That situation I was okay with.
Did you usually enjoy the meal?
Nah.
No.
I didn't like, you know, certain
then
places we would go.
Why did you tell her to order something different?
He's getting banged every which way.
No. I was just, because she kind of knew I'm a burger and fries kind of guy.
Yeah.
So we would go places and, you know, the menu would be like hoity-toity. And she'd be like, oh, you might like this.
Oh, so you're trying to go to the get what they make something well there.
Yeah. Like,
and you didn't like
you
it.
Know, and it was like, she was like, well, hey, what could I eat here? Like, I would do that.
It's got to be hard ordering for you. You're a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I mean,
pork
that's
chops and applesauce.
That's about right. That's about
all
right.
So
hard getting me dressed, too.
We can see that every day. All right. My take on the D Gun thing is, it is outside the box. I don't think it's insanity that they did this. Kyle, I'm sure you're going to say it's insane to take the in-game.
So with all due respect to D. Gon Hume, am I doing that right?
Yeah, you're doing it right.
It's complete insanity. What are we talking about? They just won.
Ain't got no facial hair either. You never trust the cat ain't got no facial hair.
That's true.
That's why I have the staff. And we can't trust Julio. They won the game, first of all. Like, this is working. They have won 4 games in a row, guys. And now we're talking about, like, so here's my thing. It seems convenient to me that now all of a sudden we're not really talking about Sirianni meddling in the offense. You know why? Because, oh, it's crazy. The offense seems to be working right now. Mm-hmm. So they're winning in spite of Nick Sirianni's meddling in the offense. All of a sudden, that's not a thing anymore. I find that humorous. So now it's all, what can we pile on Nick Sirianni for? It's because a fourth down decision here and there didn't work.
Well, 9 points.
Got news for you, Joe. You'd give it to Kellen Moore, and you give it to this Ryan Pagnotti guy.
Well, he doesn't work here anymore.
Right, okay. You know what they're going to do? The same thing. Do you think Nick Sirianni brought this philosophy to Jeffrey Lurie and how he was like, think that this we're going to go crazy
like
go for it all the time.
No, that he did not.
All these analytics. No, this is an organizational philosophy that Nick Sirianni is adhering to. So Kellen Moore takes it. Not only do you hurt his game day responsibilities of play calling, right? You're going to put more on his plate. Maybe the offense and the flow of that, the play calling stuff, will suffer because of that. And then, but we don't, Kellen Moore is going to make the same decisions. This is not, like, nothing has changed from this year to last year to 2022 when they were great about Nick Sirianni being aggressive and making these play calls on fourth down, or that these decisions on fourth down. It just feels like we're going way, way too far with this thing.
So maybe, but I do think that here's what's changed for me a little bit. He has weird spots where he loses aggressiveness. I will say in the Super Bowl punting. I will say on Sunday kicking a 57-yard field goal when he could have went for it to win the game.
But again, so
like went for the first down
I
to
don't
win the
think
game.
It should be about, we focus way too much on, is he aggressive all the time? Is he conservative all the time? Is his decision-making process the right process?
Well, I
don't care about I have to be aggressive all the time. I have to be conservative all the time. If they're going on analytics, do the analytics tell you to be aggressive here? Do the analytics tell you to be conservative here? What's the risk reward? That's going to be the same for anybody.
Well, but Sirianni's obviously using some sort of within his decision.
Feel for the game.
If you take it out of his hands and you give it to someone who's a little bit more just black and white about it, they may just say, take it out of it. I don't think it's insane. I don't think they're going to do it. I'm just saying it's not
insane. I think we're asking for something that's, we all agree, never going to happen.
Well, because if they do it, they might as well just get rid of him.
It's unprecedented for a reason, guys.
Well, sometimes you got to be the first to do something.
You're a pioneer.
Yeah, that's right. I like that.
Pioneer. Coach. Sit your butt down. We're going to make these big-time decisions.
We're going to have the first head coach who literally has no game day responsibility. Ziggy in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ziggy? Ziggy?
Dallas sucks. That's what's up.
That is what's up, Ziggy. What's going on?
Hey, Joe, listen, I'm sorry. You know, just suck it up and be a man. The play's called the Snoop. I know you like calling it the tush-push or the butt-drive.
Who calls it the Snoop?
Jalen called it that a year or two ago whenever they came out with it. They go, what do you call that play? And he said, I called it the Snoop.
But, wait a second, Ziggy, before you go make your Sirianni point. When you are talking with or texting with your friends and you're talking about the game and the tush-push, do you ever say we should run the Snoop?
No, I don't really.
Well, that's what I mean. Okay, all right.
No, I don't text during the game.
All right, how about?
I guess he told you.
How about when you're discussing the game before or after? Do you say, "Hey guys, I wish we ran the Snoop there"?
Yeah, I've been calling it the Snoop ever since I heard Jalen say it. Yeah. It's not a big deal. I think it's funny everybody calls it the tush push, but whatever. Anyway, listen. My Sirianni point is they are winning absolutely because of Nick. And sometimes in spite of him, and when he goes for it and they don't make it, you know, everybody goes crazy. But, you know, you ask any player in that locker room, just like you said, hey, should you have dropped that ball or should you have caught that ball in that play? And what are they going to say? Well, I guess I should have caught it. It was a mistake. So they look at Nick's, you know, whenever he goes for it or wherever he calls, if it doesn't work, they look at it like, it was a play that might have been their ball, and maybe they didn't make the play. So they don't look at it as a detriment. They look at it, everyone from the outside is attacking him, so it actually makes them play better, and it draws them together as a team.
Ziggy, if that's the case, then they would have converted some of these on Sunday. Like, it's not making them play better.
Well, nothing's 100%, Joe.
But they were 0% on these decisions Sunday.
How many times did Joe Montana, you know, not make a third in something? You know, it happens.
Sure. Of course, no one expects 100%, but Ziggy, Sunday was kind of rough. I mean, they left 9 points on the board.
I know, but when you're missing a guy that's 6'8", 375 pounds.
Then that's why you don't, but that's why you don't go for the tush push there.
I know. What do you want me to say? Like, you know, sometimes it doesn't work.
But Ziggy, you can't say, I crossed the street, my eyes closed, didn't work this time,
they
I got hit.
They're winning because of Nick. That's my drop. They're winning because of Nick.
You heard him. That's his
damn
drop.
Right, Zig.
You got me.
Ziggy's standing on business,
all right, Ziggy.
Joe.
Ziggy.
Nick is fire and ice, bro.
Fire and ice. That's a good one, Ziggy. Yeah. All
right. He just completely ignored what you talking about. It went straight to his combo.
That's all right. I was going to ask him for his combo. Good. That's good.
Ziggy knows how to keep it moving.
He does know how to keep it moving.
And stand on business.
The order of things.
Ziggy knows how to stand on business and keep it moving.
That's fine. Ziggy and I see things differently. That's all right. 215-592-9494. Rhea joins us next. We'll get her thoughts on all of this. Your calls as well. Do they win in spite of the head coach? And should they take the decision-making in-game stuff out of Nick Sirianni's hands? He can still do the rah-rah stuff during the week.
He said he can still do the rah-rah stuff.
He could be the guy in the...
That just sounds
the,
so disrespectful.
He can do the locker room stuff after the game, go, you know, cool video and all that. He can still do it all. But in the game, again, D-Gunn's been covering the NFL for a long time.
Yes.
D-Gunn had an idea. I'm here to stand up for my guy D-Gunn. While
D-Gunn
you guys,
needs to cover his lip.
You guys are like, oh, this is with ridiculous.
With all due respect, D-Gunn needs to cover his lip
I actually respect D-Gunn's take. 215-592-9494. 94-94. Also, bad combos. What's a bad combo? Like Sirianni in-game decision-making. Best answer we get today wins an incredible prize. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA is back, and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA. To get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of FanDuel, visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94